Good morning, Ayo Chill. I'm currently sitting in the living room and the sun is shining on my face. I have my laptop closed in front of me because I haven't necessarily gotten ready with my day and progress yet. But why is it so hard to be productive when you are traveling? You just want to do stuff. You just want to hang. You just want to chill. And yeah, dude, that's basically what's on my mind this morning. I have a lot of work to do. I have a lot of editing to do. I always have a lot of things on the list of agendas, my list of agendas. What the hell am I talking about? But yeah, I'm just trying to be a little bit quieter this morning because people are still sleeping and I want to be courteous to them. But yeah, what do you guys think about productivity? How do you guys stay productive? Especially the people who work for themselves. I have a friend, a dear friend of mine, who he talks to me about that sometimes, and how, like, sometimes for days, just like, yo, like, I can't. And I think when you're working for yourself and you're trying to do things yourself, it's just like, dude, you can put things off. But at the end of the day, the things you put off, they're just getting piled on of other things. So then once you get into this game of catch-up, it is the absolute worst thing to get out of there, because you have to maul yourself out of the pits, you know? It's like, it's not that you are not going to do the work. You're just pushing the work for later, which means that you're going to work even harder. And then if you get even more work during that time, then you're really down in a pit fighting for your life. And yeah, and I think the way we achieve not doing that is balance. Or even doing something productive to help mitigate all that workload on yourself. Often in school, you know, we like to put things last minute, you know, like for a project or it be a paper that we're writing. And I know that when I was in school, I would always be like, yeah, I could leave this for last minute. But it could be better. Like, I always found in my head that if I just did things dispersely, little by little, it would bring me so much more peace and so much more balance into my life than waiting last second, procrastinating, and trying to get it done. And, you know, the difference in between back when I was in school and now that I'm an adult is, like, my success to me is based on how hard that I work, or at least how fulfilled I feel, because even the work I put out, it's not the point of just getting it out. It's the point of doing a great job at it, doing the best that I know that I could do at it. And when I'm rushing something to get something done, I know that even though I might have a lot of talent and maybe I could BS it over the finish line, I'm upset by the fact that I know it could have been better if I would have worked early on it and, like, not had to be in a rush. And sometimes, you know, you do get things done that are that you rush and you're like, hey, you know, it came out pretty good. And, you know, I have often have a problem with a lot of my friends are like, hey, I know you work really hard. I know you've been putting your time into this. And, you know, they'll usually praise me for the stuff I do. But there is a time to reflect and be like, hey, I have done a lot of stuff. It's good work. But also, you know, I just realized that I could be a lot better. And maybe it's being hard on myself, but I just know that there's different levels. There's different levels to productivity. There's different levels to learning more. And, like, then, like, eventually when AO Chill hopefully takes off, you know, like, I know what I need, where I need it, and how to delegate a team or how to delegate my needs. So it makes more sense. Like, some of the groundwork now and the foundation is the most important thing. And I've been working on the groundwork and foundation for the past 4 years. And it's getting better little by little. And at some point, the foundation will finally be done. It will always need touch-ups, but, you know, yeah, that's where I'm at. Productivity, procrastination is so devilish, bro. So devilish. And it's funny too, because I've been also talking with my friends about how smoking weed and drinking play into all of this. some of the most successful times in my life, or I feel like some of the times in my life where I've made the biggest strides is when I decided to be sober. And whenever I'm trying to achieve something, I find myself going on a dry spell, whether it be losing weight, whether it be going through a big emotional struggle. For example, when I went through a really big breakup from a serious relationship, I had mentally deteriorated very much. And I realized, like, at that moment, like maybe like a week after that event had happened, I went completely sober for like 4 months. I was completely sober. I didn't have anything to smoke, I didn't have anything to drink. Excuse me. And I remember doing that, and it helped a lot for the clarity, because it didn't allow me to have a crutch. And sometimes I wonder if that is the same relationship that I have with smoking and drinking today. Is it a crutch? Sometimes I'm like, is this alcohol really making me feel great and making me have a better time? Or am I using it as a crutch to, like, get me in a certain mood, to get to a certain place? And smoking has definitely changed a lot for me. I definitely had a quote-unquote pothead phase. And that pothead phase definitely changed the way I... definitely changed the way that I see my relationship with it. Because I do feel like, specifically with weed, it... Rude. It makes me more lethargic. And now I see it more as a tool for relaxation, a tool to go to sleep. It's like, for example, like, I cannot smoke anymore. Like, I can't start my morning with smoking. And I know that there's a lot of people, I feel like if you smoke enough to a certain extent, you can become a functional high person. But you have to be in your bag with that. And it's like, Jesus, like, how much do I want to be spending on that too? Because, you know, money's getting tight, and I can't be doing that. You know, that's tough. It's really tough. And I don't know. I just want to know your guys' thoughts on it, because that's definitely how I feel now. And, you know, alcohol is a little bit, I guess you could say, better. I wouldn't say that. They both kind of have their things, because also alcohol is a whole other story. But yeah, we're talking about procrastination and productivity. So yeah, that's kind of my mind is out with that. So yeah, I wonder a lot about my relationship with those things. And I don't want to repeat myself too much. Trying to think if there's anything else that I really wanted to say about this. Oh, when I was talking about my friend and his problems. Yeah, I think it's okay to take a break. It's hard to take a break when you're working for yourself or you're really trying to freelance, because oftentimes I find a lot of people have, including myself, struggle with taking a break and not feeling guilty after, being like, I could have worked. But you also have to understand how you can't progress if you're not mentally and physically at 100%. Like, you work your best when you're at your best. And when you're at your best, that involves, you know, resting properly, like sleeping well, you know. There's often days where I have really long editing days. I wake up in the morning, I'm editing, I eat, I edit. And then I realize I didn't even go outside to take a walk. And I'm like, dude, like, you can't just be not nourishing yourself. And, you know, that's not good for my health either. Just sitting down all day editing and then not even taking a walk and not doing any exercise. So, that's where my mind is with that. You have to have balance in your life. And it comes back to that. Procrastination and productivity kind of work hand in hand, but not every time you're procrastinating. Like, for example, sometimes when I take a break, I feel like I'm procrastinating. And it's like, no, you just kind of have to realize, hey, you need to, when you do take a break, make sure it's 100% break, that you're resting. When you sleep, like, make sure you're sleeping. It's a lot about quality time that you're spending, you know. So if you're going to relax a day, relax so you could recharge. And once you recharge, that will help you be more productive, you know, and less procrastinative. Is that a word? Yeah, that's definitely my thoughts on it, you know. And you can't be feeling bad because, you know, you needed that rest. If you're going to do something, make sure it's worth it. And that's why I think my relationship has changed with alcohol and weed a lot, because I'd be doing it and I'd just be like, yo, like, I feel like I wasted my night, you know, or I feel like I should have rested this night, and instead I just partied. Of course, there's a time and place, and there's not, like, there's a correct balance out there. There's no correct way to live. There's definitely suggestions of things that could make you better or not better, you know, but at the end of the day, you need to find your balance. And if you're not getting the amount of work that you want to get done, and if you're not reaching the goals that you are trying to set, you definitely need to reevaluate what are the things in your life that you're, what, reevaluate the things in the life that you are doing to help achieve your goals. And that's what goes through my mind very deeply. I'm like, all right, like, you know, sometimes I reevaluate and I'm like, maybe going out to drink in Jersey City and getting hammered and plastered and not waking up till 1 p.m., which made me feel drowsy till 5. And then, you know, I ate and then I needed to freaking walk it off and whatever. So now it's all of a sudden I wasted a whole day. It's 8 p.m. I started to get down to edit and I feel terrible. Rather than if I wake up early, I take my time, I wash my face, I do what I gotta do. You know, I wake up super early, maybe like 5, 6. And then, you know, I do my chores, I do my laundry, I start doing other stuff. And all of a sudden, by 8 a.m., I'm like on my computer, I can start editing. And, you know, therefore, when I get towards the afternoon, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, I could go out, take a walk, do some exercise, go to the gym, come back, edit, see my niece, spend some time with my family, talk to them, see how they're doing, come back, edit, and all of a sudden it's nighttime. And now the last couple of hours at the night, before I go to sleep around like 11 or 10, you know, I could watch Netflix and watch YouTube videos. And sometimes that's hard because I want to watch all these TV shows, but they're hours on end. And I'm thinking like, damn, like, I really love YouTube. So I'm like, yo, I'll be watching hella YouTube videos. And I feel like, yeah, the last 2 hours, maybe I just want to watch some Kill Tony. Maybe I want to watch a podcast. Maybe I want to do this. Maybe I want to do that. Because usually during the day, if I'm listening to stuff, I try to do it within stuff that are within the parameters of what I do. Try to listen to some New Jersey people music, New Jersey artist music, you know, just check out different stuff. And yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for spending your morning with me, AO Chill. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Peace, love, unity. Always keep those in mind. I know it's hard driving in the streets of Jersey. I'm driving in the streets of Florida right now, and they wildin' too. I actually think Jersey has better drivers, even though the drivers here drive slower. They just don't know how to drive. I don't know what's good with them. But much love always. Have an amazing rest of your day. Do not lose faith in the things that you're doing, and definitely reevaluate yourself if you are not reaching the goals that you want to. Be patient, be loving, and good things may come. All right, much love, AO Chill. I'll catch you on the next one. Ugh, I forgot to do the date again. It's March 8th, Friday, March 8th, 2024. Love you guys so much. Take care. Peace.